Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Yurkovich, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Well, hi, everybody, and another sad day. Another sad day to start off the program with a horrible, horrible tragedy. Joining me today, Dr. Alice Benton and Dr. Dave Stoop. Hi, guys.
Good morning, Steve. Alice.
Well, I tell you, it's just so tragic, and it is, it's just becoming more and more common, and we hate it. We all hate it, and I just hope that all of us can be in prayer for the folks that were injured, the families of those that were injured, those that were killed. It's just horrible, and
like he took out the whole congregation.
Yeah, it's just
unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I think it's a copycat.
Yeah, I think
from Las Vegas.
Right, one thing happens, and then that inspires somebody else to do something horrible. I sure think it's evidence of just pure evil in the world is another thing. I mean, what can be more evil than walking into a small church where people are worshiping and killing them, and you have no connection to them? It's just horrible. It is to me confirmation of evil. It draws me closer to God. It makes me want more people to believe, because our only hope is the Lord, and our only hope is if something like this happens, that we have the Lord to comfort us, to be present with us. But in addition, the ultimate outcome of eternal life in heaven. And so it doesn't cause me to doubt my faith. It affirms my faith, and I just hope and pray that whatever happens, that people involved will feel the Lord, and anybody else that has ever been tempted to do something like this, that you could somehow see how selfish it is and how senseless it is, and there is a better way to resolve things or express yourself or whatever it is. Very sad. Let's pray for those families.
Yeah. Okay.
Lord, we do pray for everybody involved, and we mourn with them, we grieve with them, we pray for your comfort, and we pray for your healing. And I just also pray that someone else tempted to do something like this might be willing to take a second look at the path they've chosen and choose a different path. And I pray all this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
If you are struggling, if this causes you to trigger some anxiety, depression, whatever in you, we have resources. All you have to do is call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll help you. We'll talk with you. We'll help you.
You know, one of the most dangerous things we can do in a situation like this is to try to figure out why. And I remember Catherine Marshall saying when her grandbaby was dying in her arms, I'd rather experience your closeness, God, than to understand. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what people need to do, is to be drawing close to God in the midst of this kind of tragedy.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. All right, well, if you want to join us, we're going to be in the studio 3 hours, 1-800-229-3000. Come join us, 1-800-229-3000. That is the phone number. We'd love to have you here. We'll be back right after this But let's pray for all those who have been hurt and are hurting.
I am just so thankful for this weekend. It's been amazing to see how Satan messes up marriages in so many ways.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography. It might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
Through Shelley's example, I have seen such transparency. It's just been amazing. I've just been able to let out all the yucky details.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey. Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. November 10th through the 12th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and glad you're with us here today on New Life Live. We're muting things in the studio so you don't hear that that echo there. We're going to go right to the phones if you would like to join us. The phone number is 1-800-229-3000. And we're all focusing on Thanksgiving. Between now and Thanksgiving, let's talk with Kelly from Atlanta, Georgia. And Kelly, she listens on the New Life app. And if anybody wants a really easy way to listen and know what we're doing, you just go to that New Life app in the App Store. But hi, Kelly. How are you today?
Hello. Yeah, I want to tell you all, you have no excuse to not listen to New Life. You can listen anytime in the archives. It's amazing because rarely can I carve out a full hour to listen to it, and that's most people, especially if you're working, but you can go in there and listen to it later. It's amazing.
Well, thank you for that. Now, tell me what's on your mind today. How could we help you? Because that's what we're here for.
All righty. My question is, I have a 23-year-old college-age daughter living with us still, and she's chosen, she would like to marry Mr. Wrong. So my original question to the screener was, can I get advice on relating? And she helped me define it, can I get advice on how to get rid of him? So you choose which one we okay. need to work on first.
All right. Well, what do you guys think? I mean, what's your first reaction to, well, anything you want to ask her to clarify what's so wrong about Mr. Wrong? Maybe that's where we should start.
Yeah.
What is so wrong about Mr. Wrong here, Kelly?
Well, let's just set aside the fact that he used my computer, and when he did, he didn't log off his email, and I saw his pornography. Let's just pretend that didn't happen, all right?
Okay.
In addition
so,
to
wait,
that,
wait just a second. Okay, well, that's good enough.
Well,
so what
no,
was...
No, I'm just saying that's bad enough. That's bad
yeah.
enough.
It's not
you
bad
need
enough.
More information.
Well, here's the thing. So when you told your daughter that simple thing right there, what was her reaction to that?
Okay, well, basically, she's hanging on to what I would understand from your program, hopeful thinking, and every testimony she's heard of an older adult who said, yes, I did that, but I don't do that anymore. When he tells her, that's his testimony, yeah, I did that, but that's in the past, your mom's throwing my past in my face, that's her answer is, that's in the past, I believe him. And I say, honey, I've got two eyes and I know how to read dates, and I don't know that 2 weeks ago is that much past. So just because he didn't do it today doesn't mean it's not active. However, the longer this goes on, she, in her more vulnerable times, she does say, I don't really know what he does.
Okay, so with that, let's give her some advice. What do you guys think would be the best path here?
Well, I think if you attack it head on, you run into resistance and rebelliousness. And your best bet is to invite him over for dinner so you can get to know him better. And in the middle of the dinner, you say, are you still playing around with pornography like you did on my computer? And just put it out on the table.
Well, we have done that, and it's basically said that's the pastor throwing my past in my face. So,
no. And then you would say, well, that...
I know that's not it.
Okay, but well, you would say, well, it isn't the past yet. And so...
Very far in the past. 2 weeks doesn't count much.
So yeah. When you get some help for that, then that puts it in the past. Have you guys thought about you getting some help for that?
Well, basically, my husband and another man that's a ministry leader that he respects, at least when he comes to church, and at first they put out there, you need covenant eyes and you need accountability, which he balked for about 3 months and finally gave in. He says, I'm an adult. I can decide what I want to do. Thank you for your advice. And then he finally gave in when he realized we aren't budging. Mm-hmm. So these two men have made an effort to get help for him, and he resists and resists and finally gives in. The reason I said apart from that, he has no career goals at all, and he's blatantly said, my daughter's in college, he's not, he's working fast food. They will get married, she will graduate and get a good job and pay for him to go to school, and he has no, because that's what his folks
yeah, okay.
do. So he has no
so
intention
I hear,
in the future. To-
I hear that he is engaged with some men that are really helpful to him, including your yes. husband, and I hear that he also is, although reluctantly, he's responding. He's putting in covenant eyes. That's a good thing. And I hear that overall, in addition to this, you think that he isn't, you know, that your daughter is at a different place or is just a better place than he is or is going to be. So, Alice, what do you say here? Because this is a really, really tough situation.
Well, Kelly, I actually want to add to Dave Stoops' point, because if you push too hard, I think you may lose relationship with your daughter, and she may run to him. And then you lose some of your influence that you have over her. So I want to ask you to consider coming alongside of them as a couple, and even talking with your daughter about some of the requests that she might make of him for the safety of their relationship. And I would talk about that you want to help her with the safety of her relationship with him, rather than saying, we're trying to get rid of him or you shouldn't marry him, because I do think she'll run from that. So one thing I think your daughter should request is open access, shared access to all emails and social media, shared passwords as a trust building between them to see how he responds to that. And then I'd also recommend that they be in couples therapy with a therapist who has knowledge of pornography use and how it affects relationship. And perhaps you offer that as a gift to them, that maybe you cover some of the sessions, if that's possible. And I think showing support and concern for the two of them may get you farther with your daughter than warning her that she should leave this guy, that she should run from him.
Yeah, you're right on, Alice, because if they join in as a team, it gives her daughter the freedom to say, I really don't want this, because it is bigger than I thought. And if you continue to resist it, then she's got to prove that she's right and you're wrong. And that's
right.
Great advice.
And we know that whenever a parent says no to a relationship, it just fuels justification and wanting to be free, not wanting to be controlled, all of that. In a relationship, it's the same way. You know, acceptance actually leads to behavior change more than constant criticism and rejection. We've seen that over and over. So I think that if there's any advice, frank advice we could give you, is you must give up any expression of you're better than him and start to come alongside her from this angle that Alice is saying, and I want to help you in this. I want to be there for you. And that's not going to be easy for you to be there for her, because if they get married, what are you going to do? You want a relationship with her, and she's going to need that relationship with you more than ever. So the best advice. Get on her side, and I think you might see her, a little more of this, her questioning or her making statements like, I don't really know what he does. Be the safe person to hear that.
That gives her the freedom to ask those questions.
Yeah, it really does. So I'm glad you called. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. I hope that that will be a great book for you. And then here's the other thing. Let me send you Smart Love for her to read. She can just read it. And especially if you think her love is not very smart, it's not smart who she's choosing, then she reads that book, and then maybe she discovers, oh, wow, this thing about emotional intelligence that Dave and Jan have written about, we're not ever going to have this. And maybe that will help her to decide something different. All right. Glad that you called. Okay, let's go to our next caller real quick here, and how about we talk with Lane from Victoria, Texas. Listens on Sirius XM 131 at 1 p.m. Hi there, how you doing?
Fine.
Lane, are you there? Good, doing all right. What's going on?
Oh, I've got a situation. I pastor a church down here, and a situation where I have two sex offenders, ex-sex offenders. One comes to my church, both fences were old, and they want to be in some type of leadership. One with prayer and one wants to sing on praise and worship. And I'm kind of in the distraught about what to do.
Yeah, I would be
been
too.
In a lot of prayer about it, and you know, if God forgave them, well, then I do too. So,
yeah, but that's only part of the story.
Okay. Yeah. Now, okay. Well, here's the thing. Forgiveness is a big element here, but it's not the only element. And okay. It's just like when a woman is unfaithful, the man, it's his job as a Christian to forgive her, but he isn't going to forget what happened. He isn't going to set himself up to be hurt again. He isn't going to just act like it never happened because God's forgiven her. You, as the pastor, right, can't act like this never happened.
Right.
God has forgiven them, but there are consequences that aren't erased with God's forgiveness or our forgiveness. Now, here is an issue. You put either of them in a leadership position, and you're saying they're okay, they're safe. Do you know that that's true? Are you aware of what they're doing to stay healthy and safe? Are they getting counseling? Are they in a recovery program? What part of all that have they revealed to you?
Well, I do the recovery program. I spend a lot of time with one of them. The other one's new. Hasn't come yet, but wants to. But he's in a position to where he's afraid to be rejected.
Then he's not ready. If he's in a position to where he doesn't want to feel rejection, then of course he's not far enough along in his recovery or treatment to do anything in the area of leadership. Now, let's hear from Dave and Alice, and I'm going to make one other suggestion before we finish. Go ahead, Dave. Alice, what do you think?
The one that you're working with, I would give him some responsibilities in the recovery program dealing with sexual addiction in particular, because that's where his knowledge base is. But I would go real slow. I agree with Steve. You can't give your imprimatur of trustworthiness on them, because there's more to sex offender issues than just the top layer. There's underlying surface things under the surface that are deeper in terms of the cause and the continuation of it, and we don't know what's involved. So I would be very cautious.
I got you.
Lane, I would just add, I think you have a fantastic, although difficult, position here. Because you have something that these men want, and I think that could be used as motivation to help continue them forward in their own recovery process. So when they have shown enough fruit of change over time, and even Jesus says that about himself, right? Of, if you don't believe my words, check my actions. See what you think by my actions. That they may be men who can share their testimony and perhaps not yet offer leadership in the way they have requested, but as Dave is saying, offer leadership with what they are struggling with and their own suffering. So I do see a lot of hope for these two men and for you in this position, because there's movement for them to share and to be conduits of God's grace within this recovery program that you have. But being patient and seeing the fruit of change over time, I think, will be your role in protecting your congregation.
The other thing is, I would, if you were going to put them, him, the other one, I just don't think it's appropriate at all, but him in a leadership position, hopefully you have a trusted psychologist, trained psychologist that you know is a Christian, is competent, can be trusted. And you would send this, you'd say to this person, look, I can't just go by our recovery things and our meetings together. I need somebody else to help assess where you are in this. I think that would give you some added safety.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Very grateful. And in November, we're focusing, of course, on Thanksgiving and gratitude. And I'm going to have Larry come in and tell you about this $260,000 challenge from a group of our supporters here. But in the theme of Thanksgiving and all that we're doing this month, there was a guy named Perkiser, and he said this, W.T. Perkiser, never heard of him before. But he did say this, it's not what we say about our blessings, but how we use them. That's the true measure of Thanksgiving. And, you know, Dave and I, we've been working in recovery for so long and life recovery. And one of the founders of AA, Bill W., he said, you know, don't tell me how grateful you are. I don't care what you say. Let me see what you do out of gratitude for the recovery that you have. Let me see it in your life. And it really is just so true. And that's what we're focusing on, is not just a feeling, but it's doing something and making it real. Not just saying you love somebody, but showing that love and living it out. That's the true act of thanksgiving. All right, let's go back to the phones and let's talk with, how about we talk with Judy from Barron Springs, Michigan. Hi, Judy. Welcome to New Life. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, well, good.
How can we help? I'm calling because I'm married to a soldier. Right now he's on reserve, but he leaves during the summer, usually from May all the way to August, and once a month he leaves for at least 3 days. And every time he leaves, I have a lot of difficulty, I guess, staying sane. I get snappy. Mm-hmm. I get kind of frustrated easily with my children. My eating habits change. I have my self-control kind of wavers. And I just don't know why I feel that way. I didn't grow up with my father or my mother. And I didn't really want to deal with that because I just don't like making my children feel, I guess, mistreated.
Now, explain what you just said. You said you didn't grow up with a mother and father?
No, I did not grow up with my father or my mother.
And you said you didn't want to deal with that?
I do want to deal with that.
Okay.
I don't want my children to have to suffer because of whatever emotional issues I'm carrying around.
Okay, so you're seeing that the abandonment that mother and father did, or that you felt, that you're kind of reliving that whenever your husband goes away. Are you seeing that, or am I reading that in there?
I'm supposing that that's how, I'm not 100% sure.
But
I would be about 99% sure,
yeah.
Judy.
I think it's a good supposing that you're doing there. Yeah. I think you're on the right track.
I don't know what to do about that.
Okay. Well, you have called the right place. Alice, why don't you start us off here? What do you think?
Well, Judy, what are the top two things that you have done to try to dig into this problem?
Truthfully, up to now, it's just a bird of the problem. Whenever he leaves, I tend to, about 2 to 3 days later, I just kind of build up a wall and make believe that I'm a single mother, and I just do what needs to be done, kind of try to hold my crazy emotions in, and sometimes it just becomes a little too much, and I just tend to be angrier and snappy.
Okay. Well, the move you're making today in reaching out for help can be the game changer if you continue along this path. Because even just the logistics of basically being a single mom, it sounds like you have several, maybe young children, is tough in and of itself, let alone how your history can affect what you're dealing with in the present. And so when we're struggling with irritability, feeling overwhelmed, feeling snappy, snippy, as you described, there's usually something deeper going on. And what's so hopeful is that there are answers and solutions, but it will probably take opening up more as you're doing today and allowing safe people into your life so that you can process some of the losses that you have been through and then strategize how to start sharing your emotions with other people in the present. When we hold them in and just try to white knuckle through it, especially mothering young children, and I can relate to you on that one, it tends to become toxic and it's more than we can handle. And that's why we explode. But when we can learn to let it out and talk about it in safe places with safe people, we begin to grieve our losses and get a handle on the struggles of the present.
And so what should she do? Well, what's the best thing for her to do next?
Well, you've started by reaching out, as Alice said, but you need to add some people to it and recognize that it's not your husband leaving that is triggering this. That's the cause of this. It's triggering the old memories of abandonment as a kid, and be able to talk about those things with somebody that's safe. If you can do it with a counselor, that would be a good step. If you don't have a good counselor, talking with somebody from a ladies' Bible study and beginning to build some friendships with some other people where you can be honest about your struggle and how it relates to how you grew up. And don't allow anybody to cut off that connection between how you grew up and what you're struggling with today.
Yeah. I'm really glad you brought it up from the very beginning that, you know, this is what things were like. You don't want your kids to experience that. But essentially, when he goes away, you're going away too. You're not the mom you want to be. So let's get you some help to get that resolved. What do? We have to grieve not having the parents we deserve. We have to forgive. We have to accept. Those are part of that process.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us here today. Alice, you have one more thing you wanted to add.
I do, because Judy is a mother of young children, too, and to all the women and parents out there. I think we, at times, think we have to do everything and cover it all and be perfect, and we have overly high standards for ourselves. So I also want you to consider the practical side. Do you need a housekeeper? Do you need a babysitter? Do you need a mother's helper who comes in and you get to nap while your husband is gone? Because if you're shouldering all of those responsibilities during those months, of course you're going to run out of gas, and you need to figure out how to keep yourself filled up emotionally and physically, too, so that you can be there for your children.
Amen. You know, and sometimes we need help. We can't afford it. And so we got to trade off with somebody else. I'll take care of your kids. You take care of mine on a different night, and we get it accomplished. But boy, do moms, especially single moms, whether permanently single or just an overseas stint by a husband serving this country, you need to have those breaks. Pretty, pretty important. Well, in the studio right now is Larry Sonnenberg. Larry, we are asking people to help this ministry like never before, and some folks came along, and they've given some money to challenge other people to do the same. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's really, I think it's a God thing. It's so evident, because we had a couple back in June that challenged a group of donors to come up with a figure, come up with a pledge, an amount that they could challenge our bigger audience with. And we did that, and it was matched, and it was really helpful. Well, that same couple challenged me to challenge this group of donors again just a few weeks ago. And we made the challenge to these other donors, and they came up with a pledge that they would give in the month of November $267,700. And so it is a challenge as a gift. We want that to be matched in the month of November, if at all possible. We're calling it our challenge gift because as it comes in from many different donors, we'll use that gift as the matching money comes in. So if you want to double what you're going to give right now or tomorrow or next week or in the month of November, if you'd like to see it really doubled, make a note, matching gift, or call up and say matching gift. This $267,700 will be the beginning of our year-end drive to raise money.
Now, when you give, what you give to is people getting counseling in areas where there is no other counseling other than what they hear on this show. So they listen day after day, and they hear things, and they apply it. We hear it all the time. They apply it to their lives, and it makes a difference. You're giving to the fact that there will literally be thousands of families having Thanksgiving dinner and Christmas together because they came to a workshop or they saw a counselor by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and it changed everything. That's what you're giving to. You're giving to generation after generation of redemptive relationship because of your gift.
And our philosophy of raising money at New Life, I'd like to be really clear about this, is that if we just present our needs and the people with the resources come forth, that God blends those things together and makes great things happen, like you were just talking about, Steve. Lives are changed forever. I was at Every Man's Battle this weekend, and I've got to tell you, the change, it's just, I get chills just thinking about it. And on Saturday night, they do this exercise by group. They do this thing that kind of portrays Christ covering the blood of all the things they've done wrong and all their thought processes that are askew. And after that, these guys are hugging each other. They're tearing up. They're crying. And 30 hours before, they didn't even know each other.
That's right.
And it's just amazing.
And 30 hours before, they were totally filled with shame.
Yeah, 30 hours before, they didn't want to even come. Half of them or more came because their wives told them they had to come or they were done.
And one of the things that really breaks our heart is that we don't have the kind of resources to go outside of our radio program and to provide awareness of Every Man's Battle to folks that don't listen to radio. When we get the support, that's exactly what we're going to do.
Yeah. So
to help more folks,
you can go online and make a gift, and it'll be matched when all the funds come in. We've had about $97,000 come in so far.
Wonderful.
So, but up to $267,700, we're going to double your gift, and you can call us at 800-NEW-LIFE. Or if you want to put a check in the mail, you just mail it to New Life at P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. And thank you for everybody who is already giving.
Mm-hmm. And a gift of any amount, we send you our calendar that we've developed for 2018. It's our wall calendar. It's got great wisdom, great photographs of what we do. It's got the calendar of events of what are going forward. It's our 30th anniversary wall calendar. That's our way of saying thank you to you. And Larry, thanks to all you do to help us stay on the air. But I have to tell you, folks, we need your help like never before. We really do.
One last thought.
Yes, sir.
A guy came up to me at the end of Every Man's Battle, and he said, will you accept a stock donation? And we do. And so if you're in the kind of an investor that has a stock portfolio and you would like to make a gift, you can give stock to New Life. And if it's appreciated stock you've had over a year, there's great tax benefits. Let us know if you'd like more information about that. We'd like to help.
All right. Okay, let's go back to the phones. How about we talk with, go over here to line six and see how Renee from Little Rock, Arkansas is doing. Hi, Renee. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Great. What's going on?
I just wanted to give a comment to the lady that called in about her daughter with the young man.
Yep.
One thing that she might can, if she's got a way to, I wish I could talk to the young girl, but I married a fine Christian man, and he was already 52 at the time. And he admitted to me when before we married that he had some problem with porn, you know, earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But he had come, you know, didn't have that problem anymore. And so probably 2 years or so into our marriage, I found it and I confronted him. He promised me he'd never do it again. And that's happened about 4 or 5 times mm-hmm. in the 12 and a half years we've been married. Mm-hmm. But one of the things she needs to tell her daughter, if she ever wants to have a normal sex life with her husband, that it will affect it.
That's right. It will. It's guaranteed that she will not have the kind of experience that she's probably looked forward to for a very, very long time. And I really appreciate you reminding us and reminding the mother to remind her of that. There's a reason. And let me just take a little side trip here and tell everybody what happened. And 2 years ago, Time Magazine, the cover story was about all these young guys giving up pornography, not because they found Jesus, but because they discovered that unlike what Hugh Hefner had been telling folks with the Playboy philosophy, pornography neuters a man. Pornography destroys your ability to be a sexually competent man with a real live human being. And since Hugh Hefner has died, of course, you hear these stories of what his real sex life was like, and it was pretty horrible, pretty dismal. He was a liar, and that's just a fact. So if you think you can do pornography and have a nice, wonderful life alongside, you're wrong. And so rather than fix it, you just go deeper into pornography thinking that's going to fix it. That's why we do Every Man's Battle. And that Every Man's Battle workshop, that comes up, let's see, when are we doing our next one? It's December the 1st in Dallas, Texas. And I hope, if you're struggling, that you'll go. Now, we've got a fun thing coming up here. This Friday, the 10th of November at 7 p.m. at Christ Community Church, well, we're in Milpitas, we're going to be there with all of our KFAX folks. And we're really excited about that. We're going to be having a listener appreciation. We're going to record a radio program. Jill Hubbard, Chris Williams, they're going with me. We've got teaching prizes. So much fun that we're going to have there. And all you have to do to find out about it is call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or show up at 7 o'clock Friday, November the 10th, in Milpitas at the, what is the name of that church?
Christ Community Church.
Yeah, Christ Community Church, 7 p.m. If you want to be on the radio program, you can meet with our screeners a little bit earlier than that. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. 1-800-229-3000.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here with Alice Benton, Dr. Dave Stoop, and your phone calls, 1-800-229-3000. We're going to be in the studio a couple more hours right after this. And so please join us if at all possible. Now, you know, we know a lot of people struggle with a lot of different things, and all you have to do to get on the path and the process to things being better is make one phone call to 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's it. One phone call to 1-800-NEW-LIFD, and we'll get you on that path and in that process that so many people have been on and found so much hope. That's what we want for you. So you just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, let's go right here over to Faye, Atlanta, Georgia, listening on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 131 at 1 p.m. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi, fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Glad you did.
I have a question mostly for clarification about your intensive. My best friend who 30 years ago, her husband was caught in the pornography world, but also being unfaithful. Fast forward to now, and she just found out that for the last, as he says, 5 years, he again is, you know, back into the pornography, but has been unfaithful, acting out with prostitutes for the last 5 years.
Wow.
My question is this. He went to an intensive, I'm sorry, I don't know who put that intensive on. It wasn't yours. But he went to one, and he seemed to come back a little bit humbled by that. But since then, 6 months have passed, and he's been going once a week to a sex addiction group. But now his attitude seems to be more of, poor me, I have a disease, and if you only understood, you wouldn't be wanting to leave me. And it's playing with her emotions and making her feel guilty, and a lot of her Christian friends seem to be more concerned about saving the marriage than helping her, or being aware that she's completely devastated by this after 30 years, you know, finding this out again. And my question, I guess, for clarification is, when I hear just a minute ago when you were speaking about the intensive that you have, I understand that these men need healing from their shame and the problems that have brought them to this point. But is it unusual for him to come out of these weekly meetings portraying the attitude of it's a disease, and if you just understood, you wouldn't leave me?
Well, it would be like somebody going to the doctor, finding out that they're diabetic and that they have to have insulin, and them saying to their wife, hey, listen, you should have sympathy on me. I have a disease. Now, it requires that I take insulin. But I'm not going to take my insulin, but I hope that you'll take care of me.
Except once a week.
Yeah. I hope you'll take care of me when I have to have my feet cut off because, you know, I'm not following the diet and everything. And I hope you'll stay with me right up until I have gangrene on all my limbs and then I finally die of this. That would be ridiculous, wouldn't it? Well, when you go to an intensive, you don't leave with excuses. You don't leave with justification. You leave with a plan of treatment. And he isn't following the plan, or he would be saying to her, not, I have a disease, because the disease is sin. And what do you do to keep sin out of your life? You recover from it. You make restitution for it. You heal. And that healing is a 12-step process. And it involves not shaming somebody or putting your problem on them, but it involves taking responsibility for it. So he'd be saying, why are you leaving me when I'm going to 4 meetings a week? I'm going to therapy with a man that knows about sexual addiction. I'm doing my men's Bible study. I'm on this accountability thing called Covenant Eyes to protect me from pornography. I'm being accountable for every moment I'm away. See, if he was saying those kind of things, I think she'd be going, wow, this is a new man here.
And oh, absolutely.
He's not doing that, see?
That's what she's been expecting to hear, but it's not.
So, well, yeah, she should come to Restore. That's what we do for women. And then she'd get her act together when it comes to how to respond to him and what to believe. And then she should be.
Can I ask you a question about Restore?
Sure.
The question about Restore would be, again, she has a lot of friends that are making her feel more that the marriage, quote, is more important than her healing. And I didn't want to recommend Restore to her if it's just going to be, let's get your marriage back together.
Well, not everybody, not every marriage can be restored because there aren't two people that want it restored. So what we do is we help a woman restore her relationship with the Lord, restore her confidence in herself and her value, and then, you know, whether that marriage stays together has a lot to do with, is he willing? Is he working? But we're not going to say at all costs you have to keep this marriage together when he's been unfaithful, especially in this instance where Jesus has said, if this ever happens to you, you are free to divorce. It's very clear in her situation.
Right.
Well, so sadly, she's got some people that are speaking things to her that are only
not even
part
biblical.
Of the and they're not acknowledging certain things that are scriptural truths. Go ahead, Dave.
It would give her a path and a process that we talk about for dealing with the issues that are going on today, and not being overwhelmed by them or confused by the other kinds of advice that she's getting. It gives her a confident approach to making sure he gets with it.
So you want to encourage her to get help for herself, not because she caused his problem, but because his problem has caused a problem for her, and she needs to get help for that so she won't be confused by what anybody says. She needs to be a person when somebody says something, well, you know, for you need to stay in this marriage no matter what, she needs to be able to say, that really isn't true. And what you're saying there isn't true. Because if I stay in this marriage no matter what, I might be enabling evil in my home. Mm-hmm. And at no point would Christ ever condone enabling evil. She should have the confidence and the wisdom to be able to say that herself, so she's not being derailed from her own process of recovery and healing. Does that make sense?
And this is what that Restore would help her with.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes. What you're saying.
That's
right. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank
you. It also will not make her feel like he's the enemy you know, she's all good and he's all bad either. It's not going to do that either. Okay?
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank I'm glad you
so
called,
much.
And I'm going to send you a copy of a book. It actually isn't even out yet, but it's Loving and Understanding a Person with Sexual Addiction. And then I'll send you Jason Martinkus's book, Worthy of Her Trust. That'd be a great book for her to read and give to her husband. And no point in there is he going to be saying, if he's worthy of her trust, I have a disease and you should be abandoned and all this. No, we don't.
That's disgusting.
No, it really is. Let me tell you, Every Man's Battle is December 1st. Restore is this Friday, November the 10th. I wish, I hope and pray that she will go. It'll change everything for her. She won't be tossed around like a wave on the ocean because she doesn't have confidence in the truth of Scripture. Living Light is January 26th. That's our weight loss. Intimacy in Marriage is February the 16th. And Take Your Life Back is going to be March the 16th. But this Friday, Jill and Chris and I, we're going to be right there in Milpitas for our KFAX listeners. You can call KFAX. You can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to join us for two other programs right now, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need help, if you want to join us on the radio, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Come join us. We love you. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.